Friday edition of the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And it's time now to play the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 60 days, here's your chance to get in at 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. All right, let's meet the first contestant for the challenge today. Hello, Elaine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
I'm having difficulty hearing you. I don't know why.
You are? Well, yes. I'm speaking directly in the microphone. Are you listening directly to the telephone?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, then this will work much better for both of us.
Okay.
As a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you get a unique opportunity in the world of broadcasting. It's called the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. You can use it to suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, say hello to your commercial sponsors if you had time to set up your own endorsement deal before coming on here today. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I work for Link Incorporated in Swansea, Illinois. It's Living Independently Now Center, and we work with persons with disabilities.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll see what you get to choose from today, Elaine. Category one is always our weekly topical category. Have you been paying attention? We've got a couple of other topical categories here as well. The second one is, where was that? And category three, Let's Go Blues movies.
Mm.
Last week it was Let's Go Blues, and it was actually about the blues. This is going to be about movies with the word blue or blues in the title.
So okay, let's go, where was that?
Okay. And here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask Elaine a series of 5 questions, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 pointers. That's a total of 15 points she can rack up here, but she doesn't have to get all of them. Just has to get more than half. 8 points or more makes her a winner of a fabulous prize package chosen especially for her by this guy.
Yay! The prize man! Right, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts from the old
donuts.
Town donut shop.
Donuts.
2 locations in Florissant and in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
And from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We have Werenberg movie passes. You might enjoy a movie like The Longest Ride. And if you get the clean sweep.
Yeah, if you get all 15.
This is what we have for you. We have a certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMunn in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a new bar menu 7 nights a week. They have music in the bar, plus brunch on Sunday. So check jimmyscafe.com.
And by the way, if you go there for dinner tonight, you'll see me and my wife.
Whoa.
Yeah, I haven't been down there for a little while, and I called Jimmy yesterday, and he said, sure, we'll get you in here tonight. So I'm looking forward to that, and you can go as well if you get all the questions right here, Elaine. In the category, okay. Where was that? You ready to go?
Yes.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which state's government has embraced the scientific consensus that its earthquakes have been largely caused by fracking? Is it North Dakota, Oklahoma, or Pennsylvania?
Oklahoma.
Correct. Which city is considering banning chewing tobacco, including for baseball players? San Francisco, Miami, or New York?
San Francisco.
Correct. As of Wednesday, in which city is it now illegal to smoke in bars and casinos? Atlanta, San Diego, or New Orleans?
San Diego.
New Orleans. Betty Willis, who died this week at 91, created the iconic sign welcoming you to what American tourist destination? Las Vegas, the Grand Canyon, or Niagara Falls?
Las Vegas.
Correct. Which country's prime minister has apologized for repeatedly pulling a waitress's hair in a bar he frequents? Ireland, New Zealand, or Canada?
New Zealand.
The prime minister's name is John Key. He is the Prime Minister of New Zealand. Ooh. And yeah, he kept going into this bar in Auckland and going up to this waitress who always had a ponytail on the job. And she says, quote, he would come up behind me when I was at the ordering terminal and tug on my hair and then pretend that his wife had done it, much to her embarrassment. She would tell him to stop it. And as he rounded the corner behind me, he commented over and over, that's a very tantalizing ponytail. Despite my best efforts to avoid the situation without literally running away from him, I couldn't get away from John. He just couldn't help himself, and he kept doing it. One day, after I finally got him to stop, he snuck up behind me and did the na-na, na-na, na-na music from Jaws. So he has finally apologized. I think his wife said, okay, that's enough, honey. Leave the waitress alone. So there you go. Let's see how you did, Elaine. You got the everything but the three-pointer for a total of 12. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. Here's contestant number two. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to give a big shout-out for the best baseball sporting equipment company in the world, Rawlings Sporting Goods.
All right. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Let's Go Blues movies or Government in Action? Some people like me to call it Government in Action.
Have you been paying attention?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Andrew, let's play the Harris Challenge. At the White House's annual Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day, who was told by a 5-year-old girl, you look too young for a 51-year-old?
President Obama.
Michelle Obama. Which baseball player who hit 762 home runs had his only conviction overturned by an appeals court this week?
Barry Bonds.
Correct. In what would have been the largest deal in TV history, Comcast has pulled out of its $45 billion merger with what other cable company?
Time Warner.
Correct. What is the more common name of the 44-foot space camera that NASA launched 25 years ago today?
Hubble Space.
Hubble Telescope is what we're looking for. You're right. Whose parents announced this week that they are filing a civil suit against the city of Ferguson?
Michael Brown.
That's correct. Andrew, you got them all but the one-pointer. A near clean sweep, but still a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a great weekend while I meet contestant number three. Sheila, turn your radio down. You're on the air.
Okay. How's that?
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Want to remind listeners, tomorrow is the April shower pickups. The girl scouts are going to be rounding up items. I believe they go to homeless shelters or something, but it's called April showers. So if you had a bag on your door last week and you can fill it and put it out on your porch, they'll be around collecting bags tomorrow.
Okay. Nice plug. Which category would you like? Let's Go Blues movies, Government in Action, or our new third category? No, really. Have you been paying attention?
No, really. Have you been paying attention?
All right. Sheila, we got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which magazine this week named Sandra Bullock the most beautiful woman in the world?
People.
Correct. What popular content-sharing website had its first video uploaded 10 years ago this week?
YouTube.
Correct. After 11 seasons on what primetime show did Patrick Dempsey make his last appearance last night?
Oh, pass.
What product was pulled from shelves this week by companies named Bluebell and Jenny's Splendid over concerns about listeria?
Ice cream.
Right. In what country did the Calbuco volcano erupt for the first time in 42 years, shooting a plume of ash miles into the sky?
Hawaii.
Chile.
Oh.
After 11 seasons on what primetime show did Patrick Dempsey make his last appearance last night?
The Lawyers.
Grey's Anatomy. And when I say last appearance, of course, there could be flashbacks or he could rise from the dead. You never know. It's TV. But last night was his last scheduled appearance. And by the way, if you haven't seen the video of that volcano in Chile, go online and Google it. It is spectacularly, devastating would be the word, but it's like an upside-down mushroom cloud. It's remarkable. So let's see.
I'll go check it out.
Let's see how you did here, Sheila. You got the one, you got the two, you got the four. Oh, that's only 7 points. And so you did not get past the punishment threshold. Here now to punish you is a woman by the name of Marigail Moreland, singing a song originally a hit by the Righteous Brothers, but not with this instrumentation.
I think so, but we do this song.
You do?
Yeah. Not this version.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, that's enough. Sheila, I'm sorry you had to hear that.
That's okay.
Thanks. Have a good weekend. Here's contestant number four. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Hi, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I'm on my way home from work, and I just want to tell you I really enjoy your show every Friday afternoon. It's always a pleasure to listen to you.
Thank you. It's the way you know the weekend has begun, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Steve, two categories left. Let's Go Blues movies or government in action?
Let's try Let's Go Blues movies.
All right, Steve, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the Blues Brothers in the original Blues Brothers movie?
John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd.
Correct. Who played the high school quarterback coached by John Voight in the 1999 movie Varsity Blues?
Pass.
Which actor did not appear in Spike Lee's 1990 movie Mo Better Blues? Morgan Freeman, Denzel Washington, or Wesley Snipes?
Morgan Freeman.
Correct. Who won an Oscar for Best Actress in Woody Allen's 2013 movie, Blue Jasmine?
Oh, pass.
Who played the same lead character in Neil Simon's Brighton Beach Memoirs and Biloxi Blues?
Pass. I'm drawing a blank.
Who played the high school quarterback coached by John Voight in the 1999 movie, Varsity Blues?
I fear I'm going to be listening to some accordion music.
That was James Vanderbeek. It was Kate Blanchett that got the Oscar for Blue Jasmine. And Matthew Broderick played Eugene Morris Jerome in those two Neil Simon movies.
I kept thinking the producers, and I couldn't think of Matthew Broderick's name.
All right, you did the one and the three, Steve. Only 4 points. You're the low score today, which means, like Sheila, you must be punished.
Are you still more?
Like that little riff at the accordion guy does.
There's just something about listening to accordion music on a Friday afternoon. Not right.
Here's a general rule. If you hear accordion music on a Friday afternoon, you know somebody's being punished.
Yes.
That's me. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Paul.
Here's our final contestant today. Hello, Kay.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Hi, Daddy. That's about all I got to say.
Say Daddy's name.
John Lacey.
All right. John, let's see if your daughter can do well here on our only category left. It's government in action. There's the confidence we love on the Harris Challenge. Come on, Kay, one more time. Here we go. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
To what cabinet position did the Senate finally confirm Loretta Lynch yesterday?
Secretary of State.
Attorney General. Mohamed Morsi was sentenced to 20 years in prison this week for ordering the torture of protesters. What country was Mohamed Morsi the president at the time? President of at the time.
Iran.
Egypt. Which country's post office will start using delivery drones in a pilot program this summer? Did the Chinese government announce a crackdown on this week? Cotton candy at the iPhone factory, strippers at funerals, or unicycles on commuter trains?
Strippers at funerals.
Correct. Which sports team did President Obama welcome to the White House yesterday with a joke about Deflategate?
No idea.
That would be the New England Patriots, and we actually have the audio of the president making this joke yesterday at the White House.
I usually tell a bunch of jokes at these events, but with the Patriots in town, I was worried that 11 out of 12 of them would fall flat.
Oh, my goodness.
By the way, he, at that point, is in front of 5,300-pound men who are not happy. Kay, you got yourself 4 points for these strippers at funerals, which is true, by the way. The Chinese government cracking down because apparently too many people are having strippers at their family funerals to attract a bigger crowd.
Oh.
But that's only worth 4 points to you, and so, yeah, you've got to be punished as well.
Okay.
Lonely rivers flow to the open arms of the sea.
Sing along, Dan. I take it back. We're done.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
Kay, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too. Thanks.
The Harris Challenge is yours every Friday afternoon. Just to see if you've been paying attention to the week's news, play along with us every Friday starting at 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.